The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar. He's going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The situation in Gaza continues to dominate our lives and continues to dominate our hearts. I think that's one of the emotions that I personally am feeling, is just I'm quite frustrated because we feel as though even though the world's condemnation is upon them, they continue to act with impunity, you know. And this is something that eventually it has to come to an end, you know. As this war rages, what we begin to see now is that slowly and surely the tide is turning against the Israeli government. It could be a very slow leak, it could be a drop by drop, but we already see the crack on their frame. The people of the world have overwhelmingly displayed their condemnation. You know, when it comes to majority of the world, even in a country like America, 2/3 of Americans want a ceasefire, right? And slowly but surely, this voice of the people is reaching to the elected officials that we put into power. And so we see many countries, including countries such as France and Russia, have called for an immediate ceasefire. The United Nations has passed a resolution, which of course Israel rejected, the way they have rejected most of United Nations resolutions of the past. But as the war rages, the truth of the Israeli occupation is becoming more and more clearer. You know, we live in a day and age where it's nearly impossible to hide lies anymore, you know. We've seen on different social media platforms, different videos come out by the Israeli government which have been debunked immediately by the people because they were lies, right? And maybe in the past, these lies would go unchecked, but today, there are too many people to expose these lies, and we begin to see them. And not only are their lies beginning to get exposed, but even those statements of those who are allies of them are beginning to be mistrusted. And this is, you know, something, subhanAllah, the Quran talks about in numerous verses. It's amazing how God works. You know, yesterday I happened to be reading Surah An-Nuh, and in the Surah of Nuh, in the latter part of it, Nuh alayhi salam, you know, he says, وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, that they have lied to many, O Allah. Yeah? And subhanAllah, I looked at that and said, this is exactly what's going on right now. They have lied to many. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا, and do not increase the wrongdoers except in more error. Right? The more they lie, the more they are being exposed. The longer this goes, the more they are being exposed. The sympathy for them that was once there is not there anymore. Yeah? Even world leaders have begun to see that this is unacceptable. And then Allah Azza wa Jal replies back and says, Mimma khati'atihim. He says, because of their sins and their lies, ukhriku fa'udkhilu nara. That because of their lies, they were drowned and they entered the fire of Jahannam. Yeah? And this is exactly what will happen. Yeah? They will be drowned because of their lies, because you can't escape divine fate. Yeah? And I know that we sometimes are looking to see where this mercy is. And I talked about that in my lecture yesterday, and so I don't want to repeat it today, but go listen to it. Where we understand divine mercy comes in different ways. We just have to accept that there is divine mercy and then see it with our own eyes. But our responsibility is to believe that the oppressors will come to an end, yeah, and the oppressed will be helped, because this is sunnatul ilahiyah, right? When you look at, you know, when Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam asked Allah to destroy the Pharaoh, right? Allah replied them back saying what? He said, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمْ. He said, I have accepted your dua. He will be destroyed. But then the tradition says, وَبَيْنَ عَنْ عَرَّفَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْإِجَابَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Yeah? That after Allah had accepted their dua, it took another 40 years before Allah's justice was laid out. We can't rush these things. Yeah, we understand there are people who are suffering, but we also have to understand that God is merciful, that God knows what is happening. And so we have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And up to us, it's the responsibility to continue to endure, to continue to be patient, to continue to be firm, and to continue to believe, yeah, in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because never in the history of this world have oppressors been let to go unchecked. Yeah, never. They have always been brought to justice, right? And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says, verily Allah gives such respite to the wrongdoer until the wrongdoer rejoicingly says that Allah has forgotten about me. Yeah? They think they can go and do whatever it is that they want. And then Allah seizes them with a terrible seizing. Verily Allah has praised Himself with regard to the way He destroys the wrongdoers. You know, this is Nabi Muhammad saying that Allah praises Himself the way He destroys the wrongdoers. When Allah says in the Quran, فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. He says, thus the wrongdoers will be rooted out. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And all praises to Allah. It will come. We just have to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to make sure that when it comes, we were always amongst the people who supported in any way possible the freeing of the Palestinian people and all those who are suffering in any part of the world. My brothers and sisters, the people are with the people of Gaza. Yeah, the world is with Gaza. And even through intimidation tactics, and even though intimidation tactics are used against us, by correlating support for Palestinians as anti-Semitism and even laying charges against protesters, as we saw in Calgary this past week, of a man who was simply professing the freedom for Palestinians and was labeled as speaking hate language. We must not allow these things to deter us from our responsibility. Our voices must grow louder. Our ability to talk to people about this must continue. Our support financially or in any way must continue. And most importantly, you know, our prayers must become even more sincere. I think we've seen a change now. You know, this is where I go off my speech too, I guess, you know. We've seen a change automatically in what has happened since the last time these incidents happened in 2006. And a lot of that has to do with social media, where we now see blatantly and openly what is being done, and this is being shared to the mass public, and this is having a tremendous impact on those who consume social media, and this is why the support for Palestinians continues. And so we must play that role and continue with that support, and inshallah there will come a change very soon. Wa akhiru da'wan an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? Still alive. every precious grain of sand, every storm, and every tree. 'Cause no matter what they do, they can never hurt you, 'cause your soul.